Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. I had to go soft. We're recording very early today.
You know what? We're coming in hot, and that's because I am a traitor. And by a traitor, I mean I can...
Well, this is how this story goes.
Okay.
And it's a story I've told before.
I know. I know.
I'm enjoying my glass of wine watching my Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Jesse texts me and says, Chris, can you do ungodly early tomorrow morning?
True.
And I say, well, what's your definition of ungodly? She says 7 a.m. Now, I know some of you are listening and your mothers and you're thinking, fuck you.
Yeah.
For calling 7 a.m. ungodly early. I mean, I have friends who will be like, I slept till 6 today. And I'm like, listen, I must have missed the collective meeting where we all got together and decided that you have a baby.
Yeah.
Okay, you having to get up early for your baby cannot possibly fall on me.
I can't take that.
I'm not the father.
No, and I couldn't be.
So I said, you know what, Jesse, 7 a.m., no problem.
Yeah.
But then around 7:15, I was like, this bitch is still asleep.
And he wasn't
And then
wrong.
I called you.
Yeah.
You know, I called 3 times and it went straight to voicemail, which is weird.
Because I'm on Do Not Disturb.
You bitch.
That's how I normally sleep on Do Not Disturb. I also normally wake up from my alarm. And because I set mine for, you know, around 6:30, I said, I'm going to have oatmeal. I'm going to have coffee. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be pumped. I'm going to be on the pulse. And then at 7:15, I said, who has the audacity to call me?
And then you answered the phone and said, fuck.
I believe that's how
and
I
was
it.
Like, I'm gonna. I sat in this right, watched the sunrise and said, this bitch.
And I, you know, I'm not gonna, it's really my biggest thing is time. And so it is.
Is it?
It is.
Is that real? I would not peg that for you at all.
I know. And then it's like, I go and I just.
Because I don't think this is it. I feel like you're always fighting with time.
It's like I'm not great with it, but I find it insulting what I did to you.
Because even, well, I do too. But but I mean, even when we were working in the office, I always would kind of count on you being
later
then.
Yeah, it's a toss up.
If you ever beat me to the office, I would be like, oh my God, I must be so late.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, I'm not pleased. To a shoot, I would also be late. No, not a shoot though.
No. Oh, except for one time when your phone died while you were sleeping. Do you remember that?
Oh, maybe. God, that's why. See, but then that's why I have anxiety dreams where I wake up gasping for air because I'm worried I'm late.
That was also because I knew that there was someone we worked with that if you were late was going to use it against you. So I was like, Jesse, you got to be here on time because this is going to be used as a weapon against you.
And you weren't wrong.
But listen.
Here we are now.
That's how COVID started.
That's exactly how COVID started. A lot of scientists aren't releasing that because they're late and they're embarrassed.
The scientists that are developing the vaccine are huge middle children listeners.
They are massive, which we love for them and for us, honestly. And, you know, we are who we are.
Can I tell you what's been driving me crazy is that the new TV shows have started back.
Yeah.
And they're all incorporating COVID into the storylines, which I understand. But also, I'm like, I don't want that.
I don't need this.
I don't need it. I'm living it. It's too soon.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy. I get like in the Housewives, like they have to do it because it's
right reality,
real life. Which Orange County Housewives is so awful this season. It's like the most boring thing I've ever seen. But COVID is like happening in it, and it's the beginning. So it's like hard to watch the beginning where they're like, oh my God, it's not going to be anything. It's just being sensationalized in the news.
Yep.
Or they're like, should I get toilet paper? And the one's like, I already stocked up. They're like selling out places. And the other's like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. It'll be fine.
I wouldn't want a recording of myself at the beginning of this either. But I will say, did SNL even change their opener? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I haven't watched SNL in years, but I watched last night with my parents. And like their opener, it's like they have masks on and then they take them off. And I'm like, okay, listen to me. I get it. Don't wear it.
My mom likes all of the Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med. It's all three are on the same night. I think it's like a Shonda Rhimes style.
Chicago, yeah.
Drink. Where they like do all three. But all three are like about COVID.
No.
And my mom's like, ugh, I don't want to watch people from COVID dying on Chicago Med. I'm seeing it on the news.
Yeah, I don't need this. That's crazy.
I'm like, come on, guys. Let's
be more creative. Like, I beg of you. I'd love to come up with another, maybe, say deadly. I don't want to say the word deadly, but it's so early to say the word deadly. It really is. And I know mothers are like, I've already threatened my kid's life 18 times, but I just started threatening my own. Okay.
Mothers wake up so early.
Mothers. And what day was it? On Saturday, I went to one of my best friend's house. One of the only things I can give people, it's not much. You know, sometimes you forget. The only thing I can give people is I forget that I was a personal organizer. Okay?
Forget that about you, too.
Thank you. So I got
Although I get it.
It's the only thing, I guess, it's like a thing. So I went to her house a while back, and she was like, her husband was like, her clothes are everywhere. She's in every closet in the house. And it's, you know, and then Megan's like, I can't find any of my clothes. I said, you know what? I will come. I will organize your closets. It is no problem for me. I consider it a joy. So I come to do that. And there's a baby, the baby. And, you know, the baby did not want to organize closets. I tell you what.
No.
Yeah. The baby was like, what if you fed me instead? What if I throw up? What if I poop? What if I, like, you know, we made the baby work. Like, I was like, you go there. I'll bring the clothes to you and hold them up. And then you say keep or get rid of or, like, formal or casual. And we did that. And then at some point, I held the baby because Maggie was going to try on clothes to see what fits, what doesn't. And, you know, I held that baby, and that baby screamed in my ear.
Yeah, sometimes babies just aren't that about fast fashion and organization.
Yeah, not about it. And, you know, then I also feel inadequate as a woman because I don't have, like, hips, great hips, you know?
Birthing hips?
I don't have birthing hips, so I tried to, I'm like, latch on, little guy. It's a harder grab, but you got it. And the baby was kind of like, no. And I thought, you're a heavy baby. You're a 15-pound baby. Okay?
I saw on Shark Tank a woman who invented a thing. And it was basically, she like clipped hips onto her. so that the baby could like rest on her hips because she didn't have big enough hips.
Okay, that's the type of woman who invented something specifically for me, and I need this invention.
I think you need a baby first. Don't order this until that's you
have a baby. Great point, great point. You know, a lot of times I've held a baby and gone, ruh-roh, do I want a baby? And this was one of those times I held a baby and I said, you know what? You have enough going on right now.
I think it's just like a whole lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
You know, at the end, I think we finished around 8 p.m., 8:30. And when we finished and we were all sitting looking exhausted, I felt privileged to say, all right, well, I'm going to head out.
And the baby was still awake?
Yeah, that baby was up.
Wow.
That baby
listen,
was up.
I don't know. My son goes to bed early, so.
Yeah, sleeps right through the night. He's a good 14-hour sleeper. God bless him.
He is. Okay, Jesse, should we do embarrassing stories? How
let's
are you feeling?
Let's do it. I'd love that. I am humiliated even starting this morning, so I'm starting in the right footing.
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Did you want to just tell that story again?
Yes. So this morning, just kidding.
Okay, I'll go first because I've been thinking of one.
Okay, great.
Okay, so cut to.
Yeah.
A friend of ours, a friend of the show.
Oh my God, friend of the show.
She's actually been one of the like three guests we've had. You know her as Hannah Burner.
That's how a lot of you might know her.
Who is doing remarkable. She is like doing very well.
Hannah is thriving. She's married. She's on a TV show.
She has almost 500,000 followers now.
It's like... You
she's
blink.
On that other show too. She's in two TV shows.
She's on two TV shows currently.
But this was, she was on TV at this point, but it was when she was launching her podcast. Okay.
And okay.
So she had a podcast launch party.
Yes.
And I had a show. Look at how beautiful my Christmas tree looks right now.
Absolutely stunning. You look fantastic.
Okay. So I had a show before it and she asked me to come and drag and do a performance.
Oh, that's
her.
Right.
So it was a whole thing. Long story short, I'm running. I don't have the makeup. I get there. Hannah's like classic Hannah, like, oh, da, 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 da. Yeah. There's no place to do my makeup, like she said. So I like have to put on my makeup in the literal dark in the bathroom of this very fancy.
Very fancy.
Like unnamed club.
Yeah, a club. It was a club.
It was a legit like club from the movies. Like if they were shooting a movie, it would have to be a crane shot.
Yeah. Oh, you know how I feel about crane shots.
It was like a holiday movie scene.
It really was.
So I am in a terrible, maybe one of my worst drag looks I've ever done in my life. And I'm walking from the bathroom to where the party is.
Yeah.
And this club has like old things out, so it was like a old record player was on this table with like all these old records, and it looked very fancy. But as I'm walking, I fall incredibly hard.
No,
because there's a step that I wasn't aware of.
Oh, okay? God.
So I'm on the step and I like hit something, fall. I have a large vodka soda.
No.
And I just fully launched the vodka soda onto the, what do they call them?
Workers?
No, people go to like, oh my God. I just have been forgetting words lately. Antique.
Oh. Oh, the record player.
Just directly throw my entire pint glass of vodka soda like forcefully into the record player.
Oh.
And I'm on the ground and it is painful. And I quickly scramble to get up and then I hear management running to the record player being like, what happened here? This is an antique. Oh my God. And they're all like talking to each other and looking around like, oh. who did this. And then there was a lesbian couple. The only ones that saw me was this lesbian couple sitting in a booth, and we made eye contact and they like smiled a little. And I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And so I did leave quickly thereafter with you, actually. I think we walked out.
Yeah.
But that for me was pretty, I was already in like a nervous state of mind. And then falling in an ugly dress and terrible wig and ruining an antique.
Also, I think when you fall and people rush to an item, it's hurtful, you know?
Well, I don't know that they saw me fall. They just saw the broken glass and liquid all over the antique. And so there seemed to be some concern there.
Wow.
So I don't, if Hannah got billed for that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I tripped and it was hard to walk. You know what's so funny is that brought me back to the exact same night. Okay.
Oh,
like
no.
Two ships in the night, Chris and I did meet there and leave together. But I, you know, came before that. And, you know, I get a little nervous for a party, a launch party, something like that. I said, oh, Lord, especially when you read the venue. I said, this looks like a club.
Yeah.
And
it was like a $25 a drink place.
Exactly. So first of all, it's like, okay, I'm going to spend money. And also this looks scary. I'm frightened. So even though I was going to know people there, I said, I have to have a buddy to go in. So I invited my friend and she was like, let's get dinner before. I said, that's a great idea. It's so important to eat. So we go to this restaurant because she's really like on the pulse. Because it was like downtown, so she knew a restaurant. We go to this restaurant, Chris. There's this huge table. It's a massive table. You know, like a table where it's like, honestly, I hate this at restaurants. I don't like a communal table, okay? But there's a...
I don't either. I hate... Why are we...
No. Why? For who? Okay? So they what they do is...
Like, I also hate when people are like, it's family style. I'm like, oh, so I'm just serving myself? Great. That's why I came and spent this much money.
Yeah. Oh, great. I'll spend for four and bring home for three because I'm single and now you're doing this to me at a restaurant, you S-O-B.
Yeah, not for me.
So I get to this restaurant. There's like a table that... or whatever, two chairs available or bench people at this bench, okay? It's in the middle of the bench, okay? And there's couples and people sitting across from each other, okay? I get to my part. She gets in. I get to my part of the bench. And Chris, mathematically, I was like, now it could be because, you know, my friend is a very beautiful, slender lady who also I would describe as flexible because I stood at my place where I was supposed to sit and I said, Liana, how did you get in? Because my leg is going to decapitate this man and also I don't have the ab ability to then have one leg in and how do I get the other leg in? I'm standing there for 2 minutes looking at this bench being like, this is a math problem I can't solve. How do I get in? And am I the person that's going to have to ask every single person on the bench to either stand up so that this whale can figure out a way to wiggle in or that I don't understand the math of it though. How do you listen? Because you know, when you get into a bench, you have to put your leg over something. And if there is a man sitting directly there, how am I not hitting him in the face?
Unless you bring your knee up all the way to your throat to be able to squeeze your... Do not give me a benched seating situation.
Exactly, because the bench, again, was under. Like, you know how when the bench isn't under that you have a little more room with your leg? You're like, oh, I could go sideways. No. The bench is under, so when you get in, you're tucked in. So because of that, I go, my leg can't even be straight. I'm at an angle... I mean, if I ever get in here, I can never pee. I was like, this is a death trap.
New York restaurants are designed for gymnasts, and that's it.
That is it. So
even the ones that I worked at.
Yeah.
I mean, Anyway, finish your story.
So my friend's trying to coach me on the other side, literally how to get into this bench. Eventually enough people realize, I don't think this girl can get into this bench. And we all might have to. And they did stand up, push the bench back so I could get in. And I was so humiliated and upset. Okay. And then I was like, I can never leave again. It was just, it was so
humbling.
It was humbling, Chris.
What did you order to eat?
I blacked out because I said, oh, tonight's been, it was actually good. That this restaurant actually is very good. I actually took my mother when she came to town. I thought it was so good. I think I got like and I never get this because I famously will get sick, but it was like this, this thing that had ravioli maybe and like a white goat cheese on top. And boy, yoy.
Ravioli with the white goat cheese on top as opposed to a black goat cheese.
It was very good. I don't even remember what it was, but it was farm fresh. And then I got to the party and I said, this is a club. And I cried to Hannah's parents explaining how proud I was for her. And that's where I was at the party.
Hannah's parents, it's no secret that I had interviewed to be on a show as well, and Hannah's parents are aware of that. So at that party, Hannah's mom gave me a hug and was like, you're such a good sport for being here. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. I guess I am.
Yeah. But,
and then I fell forcefully.
And then I was
threw a drink on the most expensive equipment in the club.
We made a dent at that party. And that's how we party. And
do you know what the funniest thing is, Jesse? The party that we made a dent at, I feel like anyone else there, if they were like, were Chris and Jesse there? They would be like, no, I don't think so.
I don't think they made it. I don't think we saw them. I know.
Definitely. I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, not Chris or Jesse. I don't think at that party.
I also met with an agent that I met at that party, and she was like disgraced that I came to the meeting not in drag and was like, I don't understand.
Oh my God.
What are you?
Oh my God.
And I was like, did you?
Sorry, was it just the persona or should I change? I just thought we could have this conversation.
Yeah, I just didn't know what to do. But you know what?
That's Jesse, rough. Yeah.
That was a lifetime ago, is what it feels like.
It really, really was. And now Hannah's blown up and we're still missing alarm clocks, you know?
Listen, you get on a TV show, they do everything for you. They wake you up.
They fucking wake you. They drag you out of bed.
They pay people to come and say, time to get up.
That's it. To TikTok, you know, or you have a boyfriend next to you who wakes you up. It goes, babe, didn't you have that podcast today? And I'll go,
can you imagine?
Baby.
Apparently everyone was upset that I did not know Blossom. Everyone was just livid that big fat Chris doesn't know Blossom.
I know. Well, yeah.
Listen, I wasn't watching TV when I was a kid, okay? I was fucking going to work at the grocery store before school.
Yeah.
So excuse the shit out of me if I didn't see. And somebody said, posted a thing of Clarissa Explains It All and was like, do you think he's ever heard of this? Yes, I have. Okay. I'm a big Melissa Joan Hart fan.
You gotta be. Yeah, people, we love to push the boundaries. And that was a moment that we pushed.
Listen, sorry for being in the closet, not getting to tune in to Blossom.
Yeah, obviously. And, you know, we all
You think
learned.
I wanted to be watching football, okay? Yeah.
No, okay? He wanted to be wearing a bucket hat, and watch Blossom with a big old flower on that hat. Okay? And my hair straightened. And a lot of fun potential in my personality. But here we are sitting.
But here we are. All right, Jesse. I think we should just dive into it.
If you think we're not diving in, you're cuckoo.
Okay, guys. It's time for...
The Humber
Do you want to start?
I feel like
do you want me?
You lead us off this time.
Okay.
All right.
Picture this.
Done.
A woman.
Oh.
A woman.
Yeah.
She wakes up.
Wow.
A woman wakes up.
Late.
The sun. The sun. Yes. Oh, we see sun blaring through the windows of a Manhattan loft.
Oh, my.
Okay, the woman wakes up. Okay, her alarm clock is going off on the other side of the room, which is something some people do.
Yeah.
So that they have to get themselves out of bed. And so she's scrambling to get to her alarm clock to turn it off. She stubs her toe. She's klutzy.
Ooh.
This is how we know that she's the lead.
Yeah.
Okay, she turns it off. She says, oh my God, I'm late for the Lipschitz meeting.
Wow.
Okay, so we see the montage of her getting ready.
Right.
Getting in a cab, hailing a cab.
Oh, right, yeah,
the whole nine yards.
The buttons are crooked on the shirt. She got dressed too quick.
She waves to the doorman. She says, hey, Charles, as she's running inside. And he says, late again. That's Bethany.
Okay? Yeah. Oi, Bethany.
Her name is Bethany.
Yeah.
Bethany Waltz.
Ooh.
Okay. And okay. So she runs into the meeting. It's a boardroom full of old men.
Oi.
And she runs in and they say, oh, and this is our newest protege, Bethany Waltz. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry I'm late. And they're like, Bethany, just do the presentation.
Okay.
And she says, okay. She gives a flawless presentation.
Ugh.
Okay, it is on. It's a new PR campaign. Okay, she works in public relations.
Ah, I knew it.
She's a young PR ingenue. Ah. She's the guru of anything public relations. Okay.
Yep. Adds up.
Okay, and they say, Bethany, why don't you take some days off? You're so
busy.
Tired.
Oh, so
you
tired.
Haven't taken enough time in how long?
7 years.
And she's like, well, I took that sick day back in fall 2016.
Oy.
And they're like, you mean when you broke your arm? And she's like, yeah, I took a half day that day. And they're like, Bethany. And then the comic relief in the film is like, I've taken 17 sick days this month. And they're all like, we know, Shelby.
And Shelby, we do need to talk to you about that. Okay.
And they say, Shelby, remind us to talk to you privately after this. And so Bethany's like, what do I have time to take off for? That's when she gets a phone call. Okay. Her estranged father has passed away.
No.
And she goes, oh my, she gets off the phone. She looks sad. And she goes, and Shelby says, what's wrong? And she goes, my father died. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she goes, it's fine. I haven't seen him in many, many years.
Yeah.
And she goes, anyway, I have to get ready for my next big PR presentation. And so she's doing that. As she's doing that, she gets a phone call from a lawyer.
Uh-oh.
He says, your father, I need you to come to a town, and it is called Blizzard, North Dakota.
Yes, it is.
And she goes, Blizzard, North Dakota. I'm a New York girl.
I don't know. Yeah.
And Shelby goes, you have those vacation days. You might as well go. He could be cute. And she's like, oh my God, Shelby, can you please
Shelby,
keep it in your pants? It's
come
not,
on.
I'm not looking for.
It's 8 a.m., Shelby.
I'm not looking for a date. And she goes, well, maybe you should. You're not getting any younger. And we're like, Shelby. It's fucking rude.
Yeah. It's a little aggressive.
And she goes, okay, fine. So now she's on the plane. She goes, what did he leave me? And he's like, why don't you come out here? And so she's like, oh, wow, I'm going to be left a fortune.
Yeah, it's got to be.
She goes, finally, he did something for me, you know, yeah. because he wasn't around. And so she's on the plane. It's a small plane.
Teeny.
She gets to the airport and it's tiny, teeny tiny.
Oh, God.
Okay. And as she gets off the plane, there is a man.
Oh.
Okay. And he stands. Well, how tall is an airplane? Because she's eye level. She's standing on the runway and yeah. she's sitting on the plane and they make eye contact directly.
Well, it's a small plane, but still, regardless, I mean, she has to be above the 6 feet plane. And then eye contact, you're saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not a physician.
No,
physicist,
I couldn't
but
be.
I would say probably. What is that? Like, it's got to be around a 6 foot two.
Yeah.
6 foot three mark.
So he's tall, this man.
So he's tall. Okay. And she sees him and she's like, oh, they make him sturdy up here.
Yes.
Okay. So she gets off the plane and he says, you must be Bethany Waltz. And she goes, oh, yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's me. Guilty as charged.
Yes. Yeah.
And he says, I am Benjamin.
Ooh, I like that name.
I'm Benjamin. You can call me Benji, which.
Maybe I will.
I think is cute. And she's like, okay. And he goes, I was your father's lawyer.
No.
And she goes, you were who I was talking to on the phone? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, God, okay. And then she looks around and there's tons of Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah. In Blizzard, for sure.
I mean, it's beautiful. It looks like a Nicholas Sparks cover. And she says, wow, you guys like Christmas up here. And he's like, who doesn't? And she's like, oh, me for one.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's like, you don't like Christmas? And she's like, ugh, I've never been into the whole hubbub of the
holiday.
I
don't get it.
And he goes, well, we'll see.
Ooh.
And she goes, okay. So then she's in the car and she's like, so what did my father leave me? And he says, you'll see. And that's when we pull up, okay? It is a giant Christmas store. Toy store. Anything you can imagine. It's basically a small town Christmas tree shop.
Okay? Wow.
And the whole town just loves it. Okay? And upstairs from it is an inn. It's just a
Christmas inn?
It's a Christmas inn and a Christmas store.
Oh.
And she goes, what? Did he leave me a cashier's?
What? Yeah.
And he's like, no, he left you the inn and the store. And she's like, what? And she sees the sign. It says Bethany's Inn. And
no.
Shops. And she's like, oh my God, is that me? And he's like, yeah, he always said he named it after his favorite Real Housewife. And she was like, what? And he's like, I'm kidding. It's after.
Oh, this guy's got some spunk.
After his daughter. And she's like, oh, that's nice. I don't want this.
No.
I don't want this. And he's like, what do you mean you don't want this? Everyone would want this. And she's like, I have a PR job. I'm
sufficient.
I am going to be an executive, okay?
Yeah, big time.
And he's like, well, you could be the CEO of this. I mean, and she's like, I'm not moving to Blizzard, okay? Now get my bags. She's showing her big city side.
Yeah, whoopsie.
And he says, okay, boss, sarcastically.
Yeah.
Okay, and he roughly takes the bags. Do you want to take over?
Oh, he's rough with the bags. Yeah. He takes those bags and he is rough with them, okay? And he brings them to my room, which is inside the inn, and it's called the master suite. And I say, okay, this is a little crazy. We open the door. When I tell you, there is, if anyone's ever been to Clyde's, okay, and Clyde's with a train track inside, there's a train track that goes around the room. It's choo-choo-chooing, okay? And then there's
choo
all
choo.
And it's very magical. It's practically, you know, the carpet is like a whitish, looks like snow. There are Christmas lights, Christmas trees everywhere. the bed is like a ornament that you just sort of go into and you sleep inside the ornament. It's very cute. And there's a little thing of cocoa by the bed, and I, you know, come in and I go, okay, so this is, you know, I love a snowstorm, but this is a blizzard when it comes to the amount, you know, and no one loves a blizzard. They say, you're in blizzard. And I go, okay, but you know what I mean. And all of a sudden, this guy comes into my room, and he's wearing a full elf outfit, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's like, so you're the big shot daughter coming into town, taking what should be rightfully mine. I've been running this place with your dad, just so you know, toots.
So this is me.
Yeah, so this is you. And I'm like, toots. And then he says, oh, get over it. That's what we say here. Okay, toots. And, you know, there is something loving about the word toots at the same time.
Yeah.
And when you say toots, you do present me with a Tootsie Roll. And so for that, you know, no one likes a Tootsie Roll, but no one dislikes a Tootsie Roll. You know what I'm saying? I would never choose it.
Who dislikes that? Who dislikes a Tootsie Roll?
I don't know. It would be a sick, sick person. So he does present me with a big, the family size Tootsie Roll. Okay. And I'm like, bon appetit. I'll take it. And he's like, okay, so whatever it is you and this lawyer have to figure out, I don't even know. But what I do know...
What's my name?
Your name is Alfonso.
Okay.
Alfonso, but you go by Alfonso. at the end, okay? And I say, Alfonso... you're like, there's a big party tonight at the inn. We throw a party every day of December. That's a little tradition here in Blizzard. And you don't have a ball.
I say, I've been drunk for...
We're all 20.
Since the beginning.
It's the 20th. And I say, okay, well, I didn't bring an outfit. And you say, well, let's take you to...
And I say, you're not, why don't you just wear that? And you say, this, really? And I'm like, no.
No. But you hand me another Tootsie Roll and you say, let's hit it, Toots. And we get in the car and we go to this little shop called Dresses and Dresses. Okay? Yeah, it's got dresses and stuff. We get there and you're like, all right, I'll pick you up in an hour. Pick out 5 dresses. You'll need one for every night leading up to Christmas. And I say, this is so excessive, but while I'm in town. So I go to this shop. There is this man who works at a dress shop, okay?
A man working at a dress shop?
It already seems a little out there. And he comes out, he's like, hi, welcome to Dresses and Dresses, where we sell dresses and more. And I'm like...
And then I'm like, why would you not call it Dresses and More if it's Dresses and More?
Right. And the guy is like, well, we just thought Dresses and Dresses rolls off the tongue.
I guess.
Yeah. And the guy's like, I'm sorry, and you are, but he does almost look right past me because he's fixated, okay, fixated on you.
On Alfonso.
On Alfonso, okay? And you're like, I'm Alfonso. I work at the inn. Everybody knows that. And he's like, well, I'm Christoph. And this is my dress shop.
And I say, okay.
And I'm like, all right, I'm looking for 5 dresses. And he's like, no, no, no. I want to hear more about my branding.
And I say, well, you're being awfully rude to your customer right now.
And he's like, yeah, I know. We have a little dude here.
And then you say, well, I am a PR professional from
New York City.
And I also, and I say, shh.
Yeah.
Bethany, stop.
Bethany, no one's talking to you. Just look around, okay?
We're small town people. He's talking to me.
Yeah. And he's like, Dresses is one of the top shops in this town. And maybe, you know, you're in, maybe you don't really recognize it as that. And that's your choice. But, you know, if you want a suit for tonight, I could help fit you as well.
And I say, oh, you would like that, wouldn't you?
And Chris, what I forgot to mention is, because he already started pulling some dresses for me, bless his heart. And, you know, he brings the dresses into the dressing room where I'm sitting now. And he comes in and I go, did you just hit your head on the curtain? And he says, ugh, I always forget to duck. And I go,
well, how tall is the door jamb?
That's the thing. The door is over 6 feet. It's got to be 6'5", but the curtain rod goes a little below it, probably 2 inches-ish below it. Oh, so
that's standard, yeah.
It's standard. So when you think about it, he'd have to be like...
Well, what's 6'5 minus 2 would be like...
What is that? 6'3"?
Listen, I didn't do great in math, but well, yeah. Somewhere probably between 6'2 and 6'3.
Okay, so tall. This is a tall man. And this is a man who also knew my size without me even saying it. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, so he's got an eye for the body.
A size 0.
I'm a size 0. I'm a waif. I will say this. I think, like, I can't. Who? A size 0. What is that?
Personally, I'm not. I don't know.
I can't relate to that. My goal is like literally to just be in the single digits. I would be very happy with an 8. Please know that.
I would be happy with double digits.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
put me in anything less than 100.
Exactly. I can't. So that's the 0. We can't. I can't relate to a 0.
But
we'll call me a 10 and I'm feeling tight. Okay, tight as a 10, a hot 10, because your girl's got titties, okay? And he sees those, and he's like, let's get them titties in these dresses. And I said, what if you called this place Titties and Titties? And we have a laugh, because no one would do that, including us. So we try on some dresses. A lot of them look good, very fortunately, because he knows my size. But he then...
And I'm sitting there like, hello? It's kind of like in... Dumb and Dumber when they're trying on all the outfits.
Yeah.
I'm seeing them all and I'm judging.
Yeah. And then he's like, I also picked out some stuff for you, Alfonso.
And I say, okay.
All right. Do you want...
What is it?
It's... Wow. There are 3 suits I put in that dressing room. Let me know if you need help.
And I say, so not the green velvet crushed gown that I was going to wear.
And he says, I put that in there too.
And I say, okay.
All right. Well, someone's got an eye as well. And so you put on this gold suit thing that he pulled, which is like really, it sparkles. Okay. It's gold. It's got like, you know when the thread is like, it's like black and gold, but it's a sparkle thread. So it's really nice. It makes your eyes pop.
Yes.
Yeah. So you come out in that and we're all like, whoa.
And I'm like, I know. Let's just go.
Let's go.
And he says, you're not going to stay? And I'm like, we have the party tonight. If you want to come by, come by. And he's like, okay. And then I'm like, let's go, bitch. And I take you by the hand and we go, and you're like, what's the rush? And I'm like, the party starts at 8. And you're like, it's only 2. And I'm like, we have a lot to do.
Okay.
Because it's going to be gorgeous. Okay. Gorgeous. I'm like, the party for the last 5 days, it has to be amazing.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not really a Christmas person. And I'm like, are you Jewish?
Yeah.
And you say, in fact, yes.
I've dabbled in different religions.
And I say, well, listen,
don't
us,
say that here.
No, I say, no, Christmas isn't about religion.
It's really not.
It's a vibe, okay?
It's
we're not spirit. We're not, you know, and I say, was it created based on Christian tradition, yes.
Yeah, sure. You got me on that one.
And I say, but my name's Alfonso, okay? Not Jesus Sonso. So
great point. Great. And that really, that makes me wake up. I'm like, you're right, you know?
And I'm like, listen, be more comfortable. And then you're like, is there no other Jewish people here? And I'm like, oh, well, the lawyer.
The lawyer is, of course, Jewish. We love
and
that.
And I'm like, yeah, Al Lipschitz is, what was his first name? Did we ever say? Did we say his first name?
I can't recall it.
We'll call him Albie.
Okay? Okay, this is very Housewives, because I was in love with Albie. And if you think I wasn't, you're crazy.
And Bethany also. Okay, so Albie Lipschitz.
Yeah.
is like there, and he's decorating. And I'm like, say he grew up Jewish, and it doesn't.
Faze
and you're
him.
Like, so did I. And then he's like, you did? And you're like, I did. And then you guys start kind of talking about that.
Yeah, just about like Jewish traditions, like dreidels. It's a very surface Jewish conversation about like, did you go to Israel? Oh, I did Nifty. That's fun. Did you do birthright?
Did you go on birthright?
Jinx.
And I say, okay, enough with the chitter chatter. We have to get these fucking things up.
Yeah.
And so you're going, and you guys really are hitting it off.
No, it's surprising.
And then you make a comment about small towns, and he's like, sometimes small towns is where the heart is.
Oh, that's so true.
And then he's like, so where's your husband? And you're like, that was rude. I'm not in a relationship. He's like, how can someone as beautiful as you not be in a relationship? And you're like, I know, right? Why are you not in a relationship? And he's like, my fiance left me. I used to live in Los Angeles, California.
Wow.
You want to talk about big city? I was a Hollywood
lawyer.
I was an entertainment lawyer in Hollywood.
Yes.
Okay. And as soon as I said that I didn't want to do that anymore, my fiance left me for Tom Cruise faster than you can say Scientology.
That's a very sad story.
And you're like, oh my God. And I'm like, a sad story. Okay, hang the goddamn decorations. And you're like, is he always like this? And he's like, yeah. He is. But you learn to live with it.
Yeah. You get used to it. I'll say that.
And you're like, well, thankfully, I only have 5 days. I go back on Christmas Day.
Right, right.
And he's like, what do you mean you go back? What are you going to do with this place? And you're like, I'm going to sell it.
So.
And he's like, oh, to who? And you're like, Toys R Us. This is a world where Toys R Us is thriving and has not gone out of business.
Yeah, good.
And you're like, Toys R Us? And he's like, a commercial chain?
Oh,
and you're
no.
like, what's wrong with a commercial chain? And he's like, they've destroyed so many small communities. And you're like, well, if you get the PR right, they do. And you like make a little. And he's like, I don't think that's very funny.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
and you're like, okay, so now there's some tension.
Yeah, there is some tension. It's like, okay, well, I think it's fine.
And then your phone rings and you answer and they're like, where are you? You have to do this campaign. Are you going to be back on time? And you're like, I'll be there by Christmas. And then you hang up and then he's still spray painting snow on the foyer. And you're like, you come back and he says, what's the matter? The Big Apple couldn't handle a couple of days without Bethany? What?
Wow.
And you're like, as a matter of fact, no, they couldn't.
Lipschitz.
And he's like, well, I can't wait for you to destroy this community like you have all the others.
Oh, he's coming hard.
And you're like, okay, can you give me a minute?
Yeah, can you give me a freaking second?
And he like rolls his eyes and walks away. Okay. And then you turn to me and you say,
is he hostile to you?
Is he hostile to me? I wish. I've asked him to choke me so many times.
Oh my God.
And I would say, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I begged him to choke me.
I'm like, it's noon, so I've had 3 cocktails.
Yeah.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays after all. But we have to get in our best for the party tonight.
And I say, you know what you're going to wear? And this, Jesse, would look beautiful on you. I personally would like to wear it myself, but what you come out in, okay? You go in and you say, I don't really think this fits me right. And I'm like, it will. And you come out. And the crushed velvet dress that was supposed to be for me.
Oh my God.
So it's a full, it has sleeves.
Thank God.
Okay, but it has like kind of puffy shoulder sleeves. It's velvet.
Oh.
And it's like an emerald Christmas green.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
And it hugs your body perfectly. Okay, so it bells out.
Oh God.
And then it comes down and it's like a mermaid cut. And there's like a little bit of a train even.
Oh my God.
And it's perfectly shaped. And then you have on ruby, like a ruby necklace. Oh. Okay. Your hair's up in a beautiful updo with ruby earrings. You want to talk about popping, okay? You look like,
oh my God,
dynasty. You look like a woman from Designing Women.
Oh okay? My God.
And it's breathtaking.
It's absolutely stunning.
And I say, listen, I guess it was made for you because I couldn't fit into it. It's a size 10.
Thank you.
And I say, which is crazy because normally I do wear a 20, but I thought I could fit into a 10 today.
Well, because you put on a corset and you never know what's going to happen.
And I say, I put on 3 and I couldn't get it. So, but you look stunning.
And I say, thank you. Thank you so much. And
I say, the party's going to be so fun. And then you're like, well, I thought it was going to, but Albie is kind of being rude. And I'm like, oh, well, he loves this inn so much. His family used to own it and they lost it in the foreclosure.
No.
Which is why your uncle bought it and he kind of let Albie keep doing what he was doing, aww, you know? So he's probably just feeling the pressure from that.
Yeah.
And they did go into foreclosure because when he was living in L.A., he was making millions and he didn't send any back.
Oh.
He was not,
He was selfish at that time, even some would say.
He's a better person now, you know?
Of course he is. Yeah, that makes complete sense. And
you go ahead.
And that really opens my eyes to that. And I say, oh, sorry, you have to get dressed. And so you go behind a curtain and you come out. And Chris, it's a sister dress to the dress I'm wearing, but it's in red. Okay. The same color as my ruby red earrings.
Also, guys, if we ever can go on tour.
Yeah.
And we can go. Imagine, Jesse, a December podcast live tour and we can wear these matching dresses.
Like, what a dream.
Oh, I'll have them custom made. I don't give a shit
because I have to have the sleeves you talk about that's what I need. You know that I need a good sleeve.
A big puff sleeve so it makes you look even more like an hourglass.
Yes, exactly. And we both look so petite. And so I'm in the green and you're in the red and we both look truly stunning.
And because of the train and the long dress, we don't even have to wear shoes.
That's a real privilege. And because we're already at the end, we don't have to go anywhere. We're already there. So it's like, okay, great. We're comfortable. We notice in the back of the dress are these 2 lollipops that someone put in there. Okay. A lollipop. And on the lollipop, it says, like, you're sweet. But so am I. I'll see you later.
What the fuck is this?
And then
who put a lollipop in here?
But then we see
This dress costs $10,000.
It's a $10,000 dress, but Christoph comes and he's like, hey, oh, wow, those look really beautiful on you guys. And we're like, thank you.
I say, thank you. I bought them myself. And he says, I left them for you.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's on the house. And I'm like, thank you. And you're like, okay, well, whatever. Okay. Also, the lollipop, weird touch. And he's like, everyone in this town normally gives candy at points. You're the Tootsie guy. So you say Toots and you leave Tootsie Rolls. And
I say, that has nothing to do with the candy. That's just a running joke that I do.
And he says, well, my running joke is I give lollipops.
And I say, okay, touche.
And I say touche as well. And I also say, this reminds me of the doctor's office, this lollipop, but I don't hate it, but you know.
And I say, shut up. You are not all part right. of this.
And I walk away. And then the two of you are hanging out and he's like, uh-oh. And you're like, what?
And I say, what? Did my dress split open in the back?
Is my ass hanging out? And he goes, no, it's just we're standing under mistletoe.
And I say, oh, and I say, thank God I use spray paint as setting spray because I am sweating.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous too, he says, but, you know, would it be anti, you know, festive if we don't do what the mistletoe wants?
And I say, I guess it would be.
And so... he leans in for a kiss.
Oh my God. And I am like, thank God I can't pop a boner because I'm in so many pairs of Spanx.
And
you could definitely see a boner through this very tight velvet dress.
Right. So, but you know, it's a cute, good kiss. And then he's like, I think there's some shrimp. Should we get shrimp?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone that knows me knows I love shrimp.
Right. So you guys head to the shrimp station. Okay. And there's a good feeling with you guys in the air.
But as we're walking to the shrimp, I'm still yelling at people working there.
Right.
And I'm like, Tiffany, get off your fucking cell phone and replenish the clam station.
Hey, Ben, why the hell isn't it snowing?
And he's like, well, it's just not snowing. And I'm like, make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And then to the shrimp station you go.
And that's where we see you sitting on the stairs.
Oh, God.
Eating shrimp.
Oy.
Looking kind of depressed.
Oh, wow.
And I say, what's wrong? And you say, well, and I just keep, and I walk by past you to someone else.
Yeah.
And I start yelling at them about decoration.
Okay.
And then your face falls again. But then in walks Albie.
No.
And he's wearing a tuxedo.
Stop.
Classic tuxedo.
Oh, God.
Okay. Expensive looking. And his hair is cut. He looks good.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, someone cleans up nice. And he's like, well, I have it from when I used to go to the Academy Awards.
Wow.
Before my wife left, fiance left.
Fiance, yeah.
And you're like, and you left to live here. That's in North right. Dakota.
North Dakota.
And he's like, yep. So, and then you're like, so. And then your phone rings again.
It won't stop, yeah.
And you're like, hello, Bethany. Bethany Waltz PR. And it's someone from your job saying that they think they're going to promote someone else over you because of nepotism.
What?
And you're so mad.
God damn it.
And he says, what? What's wrong? What happened in the Big Apple?
You wouldn't get it, what? Okay?
I wouldn't get it. I left the rat race behind.
The rat race.
To come back to the family inn that I found out is owned by that person. And you're like, my uncle?
Uncle?
Step and in. Then he's like, oh, yeah. Well, also, what Alfonso acts like he owns the place all the time too.
That's true.
And I say, I turn around, I hear him, and I say, that's because I act like a winner, okay? Yeah,
show respect, okay, Alfonso.
And he goes, we hired him as a cashier 15 years ago, and he's just promoted himself up through the ranks.
Yeah.
Until now, it seems like he's my boss, even though...
It couldn't be.
And you're like, well, technically, I'm everyone's boss, right?
That's right.
And I say, don't get any ideas.
Wow, too late.
And then you're like, well, I guess I'll stay for a while since I'm not getting promoted. And you look pissed. And he's like, it's not so bad, you know? And then you guys have a magical night together, okay? You're dancing. You're having fun. It's the first time you've had fun in such a long time, okay, Jesse? And then the next night, same thing.
God damn it.
Because remember, it's parties every night.
I do remember
and
that.
We are pulling different looks every night.
Every look.
It's extraordinary. But they always match.
That's what I love about it, is we always match. We're complimentary. And it's like, you know, it's stunning. You know, sometimes we're going with little cap sleeves. Actually, that's normally not good for my arms.
Me either. The sleeves are always almost at least 3/4 sleeve.
Yeah, I think that is true. And who doesn't love, you know, when it goes all the way and it does like a V that you put around your middle finger?
Yes, I love it.
Me too. I love that. So that could be us as well.
We even wear one that its gloves are built in.
Yeah, exactly. And our trains connect. So we actually can't be too far away from each other. And we're having a lot of fun. Everyone's rotating around. And then...
It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. And if you can believe it, we find out that the night before this, you and Kristoff spent the night together. But when you woke up in the morning, he wasn't there. And so you are reeling. And I say, he probably forgot he had to open the shop, or like, you know, it's Saturday. Like some people go to, church or to the super
Walmart.
Walmart's huge on Saturday. And you're like, yeah, right. And so there's a little tension there, but he shows up and he's like, can I talk to you? And you're like, no, what do you want to talk about? Are you going to leave again in the middle of the night or in the morning?
He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you left. And he's like, I went to the store.
I went to the store. And also I got scared.
Scared of what? Bears? We're all scared of bears.
No, I got scared that this might be something, you know, real.
Oh my God. Okay. Bye.
And he's like, wait. I realized that, like, you know, we're better together. As scared as I am, you know, what is a Tootsie Pop if not just a kind of weird candy? And a lollipop just by itself seems like maybe you're at the doctor's office, but put it together and you got a Tootsie Pop, and that's one of the best candies out there. And how many licks does it take to get to the center?
And I say, that was a great PR campaign. That was great. And I'm still nervous. And then...
And I say, thank you. That was me.
And you have to tell me what happens. I can't tell my own love story.
Okay, so then he's like, we're a Tootsie Pop. And I'm like, yes, yes. And you're like... I mean, I like Tootsie Pops by themselves. But yeah, they are more fun in the center. And he's like, will you be my... connected adjacent candy? Will you make my life so much sweeter than it was before?
And I say, oh my God, if you never talk like that again.
Yeah. And he's like, fine. And then you guys kiss
and it's magical. And then you're watching and you're like, oh, that must be nice.
Yeah.
And then Albie comes over. And he's like, isn't that so sweet? I wish we had what they had. And you're like, what is that? And he's like, no fear.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, well, I don't. And you guys are having, he's like, it just makes me nervous. And you're like, it makes me nervous. I've never been with anyone like this. And he's like, how's the selling of the inn going? And you're like, well, I have a prospective buyer. And he's like, oh my God. And you're like, yeah, I don't know what to do. Then you get a call and he's like, well, if you keep it, I'll help you run it. And you're like, oh my God. So this is a big emotional moment. Oy. You're thinking about it. And he's like, can you imagine? You're like, I am. And then he kisses you.
Stop it.
And as he kisses you, your phone rings.
No. Okay?
And you answer it to his dismay. And it is your job saying, offering you a promotion.
Oh my God.
And he's like, just take it. You guys get into a whole thing. Next scene, you're on the way to the airport.
No.
Okay? And you're about to get on the plane. And then you say, it's not right.
No.
You see a Christmas tree and you say, it's not right. It's and not you right. run out of the airport and you're running down the street and it's snowy and you slip and you fall. And it's
God.
It's a funny moment. And then he picks you up and you say, where did you come from? And he says, I'll always be there to pick you up when you fall.
Oh my God. I know.
And you're like, oh my God, wait, what? Why are you there? And he was like, I was going to make a grand gesture and try to get you before you got on the plane. And you're like, you would have been late. The plane is like literally taking off. And he's like, timing's not good for me. And you're like, neither. And it's not good for me either. And you're like, thank God I turned around for you.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, okay, so what does this mean? And you're like, do you know any toy store in that could use a good publicist? And he says, yeah, but the owner's kind of a looker. I don't know if you can handle it. And that's when I come out and I say, I'm not the owner. And you say, where did you come from? And I said, just because I'm mean doesn't mean I don't love a happy ending.
Yeah.
And I want to watch. And then you guys start kissing.
That makes sense to me.
And then a blizzard starts and we
in Blizzard, North Dakota.
Yes. And so then the blizzard starts and then it settles and it's a year later.
Absolutely.
The store looks better than ever.
It does.
I'm married.
Of course. Well, yeah, that adds up.
It becomes clear. And then I say, you're in a dressing room and I'm not. I'm on the other side. And you say, this is what you're wearing too? And I'm like, yeah, we always match, but I'm not wearing that, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And then you open the curtain and you're wearing a wedding dress.
Oh my God.
And you said, you're not wearing this. And I say, I know. And then I step away and then Albie comes back. He's in a tux and he gets down on one knee and he says, will you marry me? And you say, oh my God,
I'm crying. Well, yes.
And then he's like, right now. And then we reveal that there's a wedding set up.
Oh my God.
And so then you get married and that it ends on the kiss.
Oh my God. And the bouquet is Tootsie Roll Pops.
Yeah, the bouquet is Tootsie Pops. And when you throw it behind you in the credits, you knock someone out.
Yeah. Which is Shelby, who flew all the way in. And you know what? That bitch needed a few days off. So you're welcome.
And I say, you came for the wedding? And she says, I've been here the whole time. Yeah. I've lived here for a year.
And it's called
Blizzard of Love.
Done. D-O-N-E. I loved that. That was beautiful.
It was a blizzard of love.
It really was. It hit us like a rocket ship and no one's leaving the house. Okay? It's cold out there.
Okay. Okay, guys. Are you ready for our final segment?
Yes.
Okay. It's time for
Praise to the Praises. Yeah.
Okay, great. So this person, they put their name as J-Not, so we're going to call her Jenna.
Yeah.
Concerns for unborn daughter. okay, is her thing. As a middle of three girls, I thoroughly enjoy the humor and connection that only other middles could provide. I am married to a 6'3", 6'4", bearded English teacher.
Okay.
Oldest. And I am pregnant with an oldest. Maybe only. We'll see how the labor goes.
Yeah.
And I am concerned she will get some of the traits that come along with being an elder. So I really should be taking notes as I listen to some of these stories so I can impose wisdom down to her, as I have blocked out most of my childhood. Or the memory losses from depression. Who's to say?
Additionally,
listening to one episode a week was not enough. So now I am a Patreon subscriber, as well as Bachelor and There's No Such Thing as Love, which is Jesse and I's other podcast, listener, and am concerned my baby will know Jesse and Chris's voices better than she does mine. At least she'll be funny.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Jenna, you are the kind of person who is already worried about your kid being weird because they're an only child.
Right.
Which is a concern, for sure.
Yeah.
But with a mother like you, I wouldn't be so worried.
I wouldn't be. The fact you're so able to, it's a skill that middles have, that you can block out pieces of childhood that are traumatic. You know, you can just go, you know what? I'm erasing that for me because it's not going to make me feel good later. That's a skill and a privilege. And you can teach that to your daughter or son. And what a bonding moment. And to the baby, hold this right up to the stomach. Baby, you got a good mother. Okay. You respect your mother. All right. And come out and, you know, just be you. And, you know, just remember, confidence doesn't come to everyone. And if you see someone that doesn't have confidence, maybe they just fell and spilled their drink on a record player, or maybe they were crying to the mother of the person throwing the party. Okay?
Who knows?
You don't know.
You don't know. And the important thing is, you're worried about it. We're already ahead of the game.
We got you.
Okay, so just be yourself. You're a middle. It'll come natural.
Ugh.
Okay, be yourself, and also make sure that the baby is instilled with the knowledge that not everyone is as hot or successful as their father.
Exactly. That was a privilege that your mother, who's got some good... good personality.
I mean, 6'4 English teacher.
My God, that is...
What did you wish on a genie?
Yeah, and could you have any more left? Because I'd take a rub-a-dub-dub, and I'll say, same. I love the same thing. Same order.
I would love that as well. And guys, if you are like, Jenna gets extra episodes on Patreon, then you too can do that. If you go to patreon.com/middlechildren, subscribe. There's a whole mess of episodes. Okay.
Yeah. There's a plethora.
There's literally a lot. And you get a real delve into how fucked up we are in the brain.
Yeah, you're welcome, okay? Because sometimes we might even seem like we have it together, but you know what?
We don't.
We don't.
And while you're there, make sure you join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yes.
And you know what, guys? Until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye!
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.